This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a conversation between two young men from the Dayton Early College Academy about being a young teenage father. Here's Dayton Youth Radio Project Coordinator, Basim Blunt.
In five seasons of Dayton Youth Radio, we've never done a story about teenage parents. Today we're going to hear from Dayon. He's a junior at the Dayton Early College Academy. Dayon interviewed his classmate and close friend, Keyshawn, who's 17. Keyshawn and his girlfriend are about to have a baby in just a few weeks.
My name is Dayon Mukes, and I'm 17 years old. I don't have a girlfriend yet, but sometimes I wish I did, and, you know, some of my friends have girlfriends. Relationships are common during this time with teens. My parents already told me, like, if I had a child, I'm going to be punished. Stay protected and, like, wear a condom when you have sex. My friends and I had seen teen girls that have came to school with baby bumps, and we're like, yo, that's crazy that she's having a baby on the way. It's too early for you to have a baby. Your life is ruined now. You can't go to college. In my opinion, if you're ready to have a child, then you're just ready. I don't judge when teenagers are having a child or not. If they're one of my friends, then they have all my support.
My name is Dayon, and you are?
Keyshawn Berry.
Now, for the audience, how old are you?
I'm 17-year-old, a junior in high school.
So my first question is, how did you feel when you first heard that you will be having a child soon?
It felt like it wasn't real. Put it into perspective, it was like, it felt like I made a mistake and I didn't know what I was going to do.
What was your family reactions to this?
So people may think that my mom or my dad would have went crazy and started, like, crying and all that. But my mom, she eventually got used to the fact that her son has a baby on the way and she has to support me in every single step.
Teen pregnancy usually can affect lives in the future. Do you have a plan on what you would do after high school?
I am going to be attending college. I'm not going to waste my abilities of education, and I don't want to waste anything. I really want to push for my education because I'm a dream chaser.
What do you think the hardest thing about a father is going to be for you?
For me, it's consistency and giving that love every single day to my child. Now, people would think that the hardest thing would be bringing in money, make sure that your baby has this and that. But no, for me, it's the consistency of love every single day and not coming to my child in anger or hurt.
So what is your worst fear of becoming a father?
My worst fear is not being there. My worst fear is having my son wake up one day and his dad is not in his life.
Yeah, because, you know, some of these kids out here, they don't have fathers in their lives, you know, and that really takes effect on them. This is kind of like a personal question or whatever. You don't have to answer. You can answer if you want to. But, like, in your honest opinion, do you regret your decision?
Right now, where I'm at right now in my mindset, this is a blessing. I love God for this blessing. But being too young, like, isn't really the problem. It's just in my family, I'm supposed to be the one who is going to make it out of this situation. I'm supposed to be the one that's going to make it out of Dayton, but now I have to get me and my family out of Dayton, which is going to be 10 times the work, but I do accept this challenge that God is putting into me, and I will have to conquer it and be the successful person that I am, that's ingrained into me.
Well, that's it for this interview. You know, that was wonderful, by the way. Thank you. I mean, I learned a lot throughout this story. I want adults to know that teen pregnancy is something you shouldn't look down upon. They should just look at them like they're young adults. But for anyone that has a child as a teen, I hope the best for them. But I'll advise for teens to use protection because it's too early and it'll be difficult to manage later in life. For Dayton Youth Radio at DECA, this is Dayon Mukes.
That was a story called Baby, written and produced by Dayon Mukes, a junior at the Dayton Early College Academy. Special thanks to Keyshawn Berry and Ann Rasmussen at DECA. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.